Beaver men's coach Tom Ceratori joining us now outside the Beaver bench. Tom, it's not how you wanted to finish the game, but you certainly didn't let your foot off the gas there in that third period.
No, I thought we had great pushback. That's all you can ask. And I just thought, again, we had great pushback in the third right there, Schultze, and we had opportunities, and that's all you can ask. It was just, hey, it's one of those games. It's been like all the games we played so far. It's a coin flip, and who wins the coin flip?
Well, from a coaching perspective, Tom, obviously you had to do a little juggling as it goes along. Tell the, I guess, the listeners what a challenge that is for you when you lose a guy and you got to, I guess, just juggle all your lines that you didn't plan to do when you started the game.
Well, it's hard, and thank your lucky stars you have TV timeouts. And because it sure obviously allows guys to get fresh. And hey, then they lose Foguth, so they got to rotate 5-2. So both teams had to do that. But no, it's tough sometimes, Biss. And what happens is that you got to overuse the guys who have, there's guys who have obviously lung capacity. You know, they've got gas in the tank. There's certain guys, you use those guys a lot more because they got gas in the tank. You know, and that's what we did.
Well, it's even more challenging, Tom, when you get four penalties in a row.
Oh, in the second period, besides with the long line change, that's what I said. We don't get a lot of penalties, but it seems to me that we get a lot in the second period. I'm actually going to look at that statistic. And, I don't know, but maybe it's just me, but I just get – it's frustrating. You know, penalties aren't good no matter what, but the ones in the second period, and you're exactly right. And it's just a matter of time before you get a – when you get a overabundance of penalties in the second period, it's just a matter of time before, obviously, again, the roof's going to cave in.
Is it easier to roll five defensemen or go with – 11 forwards.
Five, I don't know. You know, it all depends on who you talk to. I don't know. I think 5D, quite honestly. But, again, you better have the right five, too. There's that factor, too, Schultze. You know what I mean? You better have the right five. You know, you get the wrong injury, then that can be difficult, too. My thing is that, you know, when you lose a guy like Nate, you're losing centers. And we didn't have a lot of centers. I was going to, actually, in the third period, I was going to have Miles play center. I go, Miles, you're going to center. I can't remember who I had Miles centering. And I go, Miles, I know you've never played center. He goes, I haven't played center in my life. And I said, well, you know what? You'll figure it out. You know. And again, then they got the penalty. Actually, they got the penalty. It was like 3 minutes to go on the clock. And then we got the power play.
Well, and not only obviously center, but a penalty killer. So getting those penalties just made that more a lot more difficult for you as well.
Absolutely, Biss. And you lose Nate, and that's why Seuss got some reps tonight on the penalty kill.
The standings, as it turns out, didn't move a lick from last night to tonight. You said it last night, but boy, these are going to be four hotly contested series.
Oh gosh, you know what? And Northern's playing well. They got Tolvanen and playing well. No, I mean we've got our work cut out for us. We know that, and everybody does. And they're going to be battles.
Fans, get your tickets. Tom, we'll see you next Friday night.
All right, guys.
Tom Ceratori joining us outside the Beaver bench here in our Paul Bunning Communications postgame show tonight.